word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be studying in Philippians chapter 3. At least we're going to start there. So if you can get to a Bible, I realize you may be driving or perhaps don't have access to a Bible, but if you have a Bible, turn with us and join us as we consider the Word of God today in Philippians chapter 3. It's a new year. New Year's is right around the corner. Christmas is gone, and we're coming to the end of 2014 and soon begin 2015. There's a lot of things that we think about when we come to the end of the year, and we're going to be talking about a few of those today as we consider the Word of God. Before we get there, I want to invite you to go and visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. There are a number of things there that you can find, and I'm going to actually be giving you a couple of special offers today. We've never done this before. This is a first for us. And so we're going to be giving you a couple of things. So you need to listen carefully because some of these things are going to be absolutely free. First thing is, you know, I believe that every person ought to be in the Word of God every day. And we're going to be talking about this more as we come into the next few weeks into the new year. We're going to be talking about how you can study the Scripture for yourself and how you can read the Word of God for yourself. I believe it's so important for your Christian life and for your Christian growth to be in the Word of God. And that's why I wrote the book called Consider His Word. Now, the book, you can find it at the website. Right now, we have it as a special. We're going to keep the special going for a little while. You can purchase the book at the website for $20. Now, the first thing I want to tell you about is a Bible reading calendar. I have a handful of these. The quantities are limited. I don't have a lot of them, but I have a few of them. And if you'll send me a note, either by email, or I'll give you an address in a few moments. If you write to me in some way, contact Consider His Word Ministries, and we'll send you one of these one-year Bible reading calendars. It's in a tract size. It's a small size. It would fit right in your Bible. Now, we just have a few of these, but if you'll write to me, I'll send you one for absolutely free. And we'll pay the postage and everything. So just contact us, either through the website, the page that says contact us. Now, do it by email, or you can send us a note at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, PMB 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give you that address one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, PMB 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, if you'll write to that address or you'll send me an email through the website, I'll send you one of these Bible reading calendars for free. Now, the second thing is something we've never done before. I was talking about the book, Consider His Word. Now, you can go to the website and purchase it at the website. However, for the first 3 emails that I receive. Now, I realize not everyone has email, and I'm sorry that we can't accommodate everyone in this way, but we want to do it as quickly as we can and as fairly as we can. And so if you'll go to the website, again, go to Contact Me, write to me, and tell me where you heard this broadcast, the call letters of the station, and what city you're in. Give us your name and address and all of those things, and I will send you a free copy. Now, we're only going to do three of these, so the first three, you're going to have to get right on it. Again, the website is considerhisword.org. We've had some people that have donated these, and so we're going to be giving them out. It's a great book. It has a devotion for every day of the year. What a great way to read through the Word of God or to spend time in the Word of God is in this book, Consider His Word. So go check out the website, www.considerhisword.org. Now, I've spent more time on that than I usually do, but I wanted to get those two special things out to you. Now, this will not be repeated. The Bible calendar, possibly, but this book is only a one-time thing. So we've got to hear from you quickly and as quickly as you can. Let's go read the scripture. Philippians 3. I want to read several verses from Philippians 3, starting in verse 13. Paul was writing to the church at Philippi, and he said to them, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing." He says, "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example." Thinking about the new year, there are two things here that Paul said. He said, forgetting those things which are behind and then reaching for those things which are ahead. When we come to a new year, we often sit and kind of go back and review the past year. And I know that for some people, it has been a hard year. You may have lost a loved one or perhaps have lost a job. Perhaps, it's just been tough. But then also at the same time, you can count your blessings and go back and see how abundantly God has blessed you. Whichever it is, we go back and thank God for the good things, and the things that were hard, we kind of let those things go and let them, he said, forgetting those things which are past. You know, there are some things from the past, some things from the past year that we need to let go of. And what a great time to be thinking about this. Hurt feelings, offenses, or something was done wrong to you. Maybe somebody stole from you, or somebody lied to you, or lied about you. And you've been carrying that in your heart and in your spirit, and it's just eating you up. It's time to let it go. Start the new year with a clean heart. There's some things we need to let go. You know, the Bible tells us that we can't carry this bitterness around. I like what Ephesians says about this, what Paul said in Ephesians. This is in Ephesians 4, beginning in verse 31. He said, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be a kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you." Now, how do you get rid of that bitterness? You get rid of that bitterness by forgiving them. And by that, I mean you just won't hold it against them anymore. Listen, when you have that bitterness and it builds up in you, it's not affecting the other person at all. I believe we ought to put them in the hands of God and let God deal with them. Listen, if they were wrong and if they treated you wrongly, God knows how to deal with it much better than you do. And rather than carrying that weight around, just let it go. Forgive them. Don't go back and dig it up again. Let it go. When David confessed his sin, Nathan said to him, I want to read this from 2 Samuel 12. It says, and David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. You see, he confessed his sin to God. Nathan said to David, the Lord hath put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. You see, the next thing you do is to confess your own sin and let God forgive you. There may be some sins that you're holding on to. And I'm not talking about just mistakes, time when you may have fell down. I mean, when you deliberately sinned against God. The Bible says we ought to bring it to God and confess it to Him. Confessing means to agree with God that it is sin. 1 John 1:9, the Bible says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He said we are to confess our sin. I know that often we like to excuse our sin, and I'm not talking about that. We don't excuse our sin, we confess it to God. So forgive those who have sinned against you, but then also go to God and confess your own sin to Him. And the Bible says that He will forgive you. He is faithful and just to forgive you and let that sin go. And then begin the new year with a clean heart. He said then, reaching forward to those things which are before Him. Now we let those things go and we reach forward. We reach forward to maybe a closer walk with Him, a greater commitment to Bible study and to prayer. You need to get into that habit of picking up your Bible every day. Maybe God has a new ministry for you. God is calling you to something and you've been wrestling with it for months. It's time to just let go and let God give it to Him. We anticipate also His coming. You realize Jesus could come in 2015. It could happen. And so we reach forward by faith, trusting in Him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Let God give you the direction that you need. Let God show you what He has for you this year. It may take some vision, some planning, and some commitment. And I'm inviting you right now, in this moment, let go of the sin. Let go of the bitterness. Let go of the sin. Forgive those that have sinned against you. Confess your sin to God and now reach forward. What will you commit to today? Just surrender it to the Lord and follow His will and obey Him. Thanks for listening today. And I hope you'll join us again next week when we once again open the Scripture and consider His Word.
His Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. His Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word. His Word. Consider His Word.
Thank you for listening today. Visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. Please pray for this ministry and join us next week when once again we open God's book and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.